This is Unhurried, and I'm your host, Doug Kyle. You know, life can feel like a race, rushing to the next thing, never time to reflect. But there is incredible value in slowing down with God to take in His perspective, His presence, His pace. Can we bring God our questions and our doubts? Or does believing mean never doubting, never wondering, never struggling intellectually? Welcome to our eighth podcast. This is Doug Kyle, and I'm on the road this week. I just finished a great hike this morning out in some beautiful nature and amazing scenery, and I'm feeling great and exhilarated for this podcast this afternoon. We're finishing up the final talk in the series we've been covering, Stuff Jesus Never Said. And this one deals with the idea, is it possible, is it okay for us to ask questions and express our doubts to God in prayer? Is that something He welcomes, or is that something He frowns upon? These podcasts coincide with a series that I'm also doing on Sunday mornings, which is also called Stuff Jesus Never Said. And we're looking at these topics that I cover on Sunday morning and going deeper into it, taking a deeper dive, looking at it in a way that allows us to live with it a little bit and linger with it and maybe pose some questions of it or come at it from a little different angle. And I'm so grateful for this. I'm grateful for what happens on Tuesday afternoons when I have a chance to talk to you about the topics that we cover on Sunday morning. These podcasts are meant to complement but not duplicate what happens on Sunday morning. But also more than that, they're meant to allow us to the messages to linger and for us to live with the truth of it and carry us into the week. So it's not just Sunday, one and done, but it carries us into the week. And I love that we don't race ahead. It allows me, allows me not to race ahead into the next week and the next message, and in this case, the next series, a whole new series that we're going to start, but to really live with the truth and the reality of what we talked about on Sunday morning. Because being unhurried in today's culture is really rare. We hardly ever pause and really reflect and go deeper with God and deeper with His Word and deeper with the things that we're grappling with week by week. There's a restaurant in Tokyo that I'm told where they don't have any prices on the menu. Why? Because the owners don't charge you by what you eat. They charge you by how long you stay in the restaurant. At lunchtime, there's actually a line to get in. It's so popular. And they wait for a big chunk of time outside so they can go in and eat really, really quickly and pay less money for their lunch, and then they can hurry out. And it seems that seems epidemic in our culture, this rapid pace, this hurried pace. And I love that in these podcasts, we have a chance to slow down and really live with God's Word and with His truth. Now, this week, we're looking at the idea of questions and even doubts. Is that something that it's okay to bring with God? I kind of had some fun with my title of the message. The message was entitled, Don't Ask Stupid Questions. And so all week long, when anybody asked me, what are you going to cover this week? I'd say, don't ask stupid questions. And even as recently as this morning, someone asked me, what did you talk about last week? And I said, don't ask stupid questions. Questions we're seeing, we're learning, and we're understanding are something that God wants us to be very comfortable with bringing to Him. When I say don't ask stupid questions, what I mean is that's something Jesus never said. He never said that, although sometimes we get the impression that we're not supposed to bring our questions to Jesus. We're not supposed to bring our questions to God. We're just simply supposed to live with them, tuck them away, zip our lip, tuck them away, and just believe what we're told. But it turns out Jesus never turned away an honest questioner. Someone who honestly was seeking Him, had some real, authentic, genuine questions. Jesus welcomed those. And it's quite healthy, actually, for us spiritually to live with questions. Einstein once said, the important thing is not to stop questioning. And I quoted that in the message because I really want us to understand that that's a key part of our faith, is living with these questions and being able to bring those questions to God. Trust that He's big enough to answer them for us. He's not threatened by them. He's not wringing His hands when we bring those questions to Him. He's big enough to answer them. A few years back, I had an opportunity to be a part of this John Stott study group. It was called the Creation Project. It was hosted by Trinity Evangelical Divinity School, and several leaders around the country were able to be a part of it. And we were asking the question of how do we as believers reconcile the creation story with science? And for me, it was just an absolutely amazing experience to have these incredible scholars and scientists, as well as theologians in the same room, talking about the opening chapters of the Bible and demonstrating and really grappling with how does science and the Bible fit together. And for many people, that seems like a troubling question or an uneasy question. But I learned along the way that God can handle those questions, and God is the God of science, and God is the God of the Bible, and those two things go hand in hand. And it was absolutely fascinating for me to bring those questions to God and to the group, and to see that there were some very satisfying answers that can be held together with our faith in Christ. And so as I look back at the topic of did Jesus say don't ask stupid questions, I think I'd want to underscore here a couple days later the idea that questions are absolutely fair game with Jesus. He welcomes them. He wants them. It's when we grow. It's what keeps our faith from getting static and dull and complacent. As we question, we continue to develop as believers. And I find that we grow more when we're willing to bring our honest questions to the Lord. The example I used in my message on Sunday was the woman at the well in John chapter 4. We don't know her name, but Jesus met with her in a Samaritan region, and it's a famous story. But the thing that really struck me is that this woman had lots of questions for Jesus. She peppered him with questions, and Jesus was quite comfortable with them, and he honored her by addressing her questions. He didn't always answer them exactly like she expected or exactly the direction she was going with it, but he answered them nonetheless in many cases a better way than the answer that she might have expected. But so what's weird about the story, and the reason that I brought up the story and I love it, is that in that same passage, and this is often overlooked, the disciples hesitated to ask Jesus questions. They had questions for him too. But what's weird is they didn't ask him. They didn't bring them to him. Instead, they simply kind of swallowed their questions. I found this to be true of believers in general these days, that a lot of times as we grow, as we mature, as we add some years to our faith, we stop asking questions. Early on, we're all questions. We're like a sponge. We just want to take it all in. But then something happens along the way, and we stop asking questions. We somehow think that it makes us look like we don't know as much as we should, or we're not as spiritual as others think we should be, or that it's just somehow wrong to ask those questions. And so we just kind of nod and we agree, and we don't ask the questions that were prevalent and a big part of our early faith. And so to me, that came out loud and clear in this story in John chapter 4. The woman who was a seeker, she was full of questions. The disciples who'd been with Jesus some time now, they kind of stopped asking questions. And I think that's a shame. And so I wanted to point out the idea that this is kind of typical in our nature, that the longer we walk with the Lord, sometimes we feel like, you know, questions become taboo. And instead, I want to point out that this is where our faith grows. And it's a healthy thing for us to be very comfortable with and ready to ask questions. But of course, we also dealt with the topic of doubt. And doubt is a scarier animal. It's easy to say, yeah, Jesus welcomes our questions, but does he welcome our doubt? Maybe people have made you feel unspiritual for expressing any kind of doubts. You bring up something that you wonder about, and an old timer says, "God said it, I believe it," that settles it. And we feel unspiritual because we still have lots of questions. We still have lots of things that we're concerned about, we wonder about. And then we feel like, well, maybe I'm not a Christian, or maybe I'm not a good Christian. I remember early on in my walk with the Lord in the early days, I was in college, and I shared a little bit about this in the message on Sunday, but I'll tell you a little bit more of the kind of the backstory to it, or the end of the story, really. I remember when I was in college, I took this class, and it was called The Life and Times of Jesus, and I thought, this is great. This is going to be like a Bible study for credit. I said on Sunday, I packed my foot through my Bible in my backpack and came to class all smiles, but it wasn't long until I realized that this was going to be a real challenge to my faith, because the professor was bent on really challenging every single miracle of Jesus in the Bible as something that didn't actually happen the way it's told in the Bible. And after weeks and weeks of this class, and I was really one of the only Christians in the class, after weeks and weeks of this class, I was really starting to wrestle with doubt. And I remember one day, and this is the part I didn't really share in the message, one day I was doing my job that afternoon. In the afternoon, I drove around for a bank and picked up canceled checks from the banks back then. And I was driving around, and I remember I was just really troubled by the doubt that I was feeling. And I thought it was odd because I was praying about it. I was praying, God, would you help me with these doubts? And I kind of even chuckled myself, thinking, here I am having doubts about God, and I'm praying to him. But I realized that's the right thing to do. I need to tell him about it. I need to express it to him. And so I did. I told him I'm really wrestling with these doubts and these questions that I have. And I thought, you know, when I later on, when I go home, I have a chance to really think about this. And I had this sense that God was gonna speak to me then. He was gonna deal with it. And I picked up some pizza on the way home. And while I was in the pizza parlor, this guy began to talk to me while we were waiting for our pizzas to be finished. And he started to tell me his story about how he had gone through, he was a Christian, but he had gone through serious, serious doubts, these intellectual doubts, and how it had led him to this just really devastating place in his life, and how God had brought him through it and given him a lot of answers to the questions that he had. And now he was confident that God was real and alive in his life. And it just struck me that I couldn't believe this guy was talking to me about his doubts, some of the very same doubts that I had been having as well, and how this was such a direct answer to prayer. And more than getting the answers to my doubts, it was really me sensing God cared about my doubts. He had heard my prayer. He cared about my doubts. And he, just as he had answered it for this guy, he would answer it for me as well. And that was a turning point for me. And I've often gone back to that because I've had other doubts along the way over the years. God has amazingly answered many of them. But what he's made clear to me is that he cares about them. And he's ready for me to bring them to him. And he has this personal relationship with me that is more real than the things that I often am struggling with. Nevertheless, sometimes we feel quite awkward about our doubts. We're under the impression that they're not really welcome in Christian circles and in the Christian faith. And there's some verses in the Bible that can add to that apprehension or that concern on our part. You remember the story, perhaps, where Jesus walked on the water. Well, he also invited Peter, the disciple, to walk on the water too. And Peter was able to do it for a little bit, and then he sunk. When he looked away, he took his focus off Jesus. And we're told in Matthew 14:31, immediately Jesus reached out his hand, caught him. And then he said, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" And so we hear stories like that and we go, yeah, we're supposed to just have faith and not doubt. And we forget that Peter was one of the 12 disciples. He had lived with Jesus. He's one of the heroes of our faith. If Peter doubted, we probably will too. The reason that this happened is because we, like Peter, are prone to doubt. And in Jude, we read this verse. It says, Jude 1:22, "Be merciful to those who doubt." And so I think that complements that. Even though we hear verses about not doubting, we're also told to be merciful toward those who doubt. And why is that? Because the Bible addresses the very real stuff that we struggle with, and we do struggle with doubt. And so Jesus addresses that, and the Bible writers address that as well. We might as well be honest with God. He knows anyway. Just pretending we don't have it doesn't make God any less aware that we have those doubts, and it's less likely that we're going to really deal with them if we're trying to sort of secretly keep them away from God and from Him knowing about them. But perhaps one of the biggest verses that people will quote to tell us that we're not supposed to doubt comes from the book of James, where in the early chapters it says, "If any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." And then it says this, "But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like the waves of the sea blown and tossed by the wind." And we realize, we hear things like that, and we go, "Oh, yikes, I guess I should never, ever doubt." But the context here is, if you look to the verses around it, is about going through trials, which is the very area that we often have doubts when things aren't going our way. That's the context in which James writes these words, and he says, right before he talks about this, "If any of you lack wisdom," which we should ask God, that God welcomes that. And in the same way, if we don't have wisdom, that's what really a doubt is that we lack wisdom. And so it doesn't mean that we're never supposed to act as if we don't understand something and we don't need more information. Clearly we are. It's the idea here is that we're not supposed to doubt who God is. In fact, I think that's important to say. And so I want to lean into that a little harder. I want to read verse 5 again of James chapter 1. It says, "If any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." What will be given to you? It's not the thing we're asking for is going to be given to. Yes, it's the wisdom that's going to be given to us. And the thing that we doubt in the very next verse, or we're not supposed to doubt, the thing that's talking about doubting in the very next verse is doubting who God is, that God is a God who gives generously to all without finding fault. Doubting here, that the doubting that we're supposed to avoid is doubting that God is generous. That doubting that God is the kind of God who is so eager to give us answers when we need them. And so the very verse that is often used to say we shouldn't doubt is really about coming to God when we need wisdom, when we don't have answers, when we don't have information, when there's stuff that is really, you know, making us wonder and maybe even worry. And come to God, and He will give that. And the thing we're just never supposed to doubt is that God wants to do that. He's so eager to do that. At the end of the message, I talked about what do we do when we don't get an answer? Because although God invites us to come and bring our questions to Him whenever we have them, He doesn't always answer, at least not right away. Sometimes we live with those questions for a long time. And I said this, and I want to quote it because the way I put it, I think, is important. I said, we don't always get our why questions answered. We sometimes have to live with a few how come questions. But it is then that we can zero in on the who question, who God is. And that's where God wants to bring us in our questions and our doubts. He wants to bring us to who He is, to really realize that He is a God of generosity. And as we bring our doubts and our questions to Him, He can answer them, and He will answer them if He sees fit in His time. And in the meantime, we can rest in who He is and that relationship with Him. That's kind of what happened to me back in that pizza parlor a long time ago, that pizza shop. When I was there, I realized that God cared about my doubts more than I did, and who He was was a God who would give generously to me when we ask. And so again, Jude tells us, be merciful to those who doubt, which means be merciful to ourselves. Be merciful to ourselves when we doubt. I know some people who feel closest to God when they are in seasons of doubt. Just the way they're wired, as they wrestle with God, it really draws them close to Him, because it reinforces this personal relationship with God who really meets us in the middle of our struggles. Others, having doubts makes them feel quite uncomfortable. And yet there is a great reward, a great result for those who are willing to bring those doubts to God. He will reveal who He is, and in His time, He will reveal His wisdom and His care. And if He deems fit, His answers as well to what we're struggling with. But in the meantime, we find Him, and we find a God who's so ready to welcome us. Well, I hope that that gives you a little bit more freedom to bring your questions and your concerns and your struggles and your doubts to the Lord, knowing that He is big enough to handle them, and that's part of the privilege that you have in a relationship with God, is that you can bring everything and anything to Him. If it concerns you, it concerns Him. Well, this has been a deeper dive into the sermon I gave last Sunday on John chapter 4. And you can always listen to that on our sister podcast, Green Valley Church Podcast, where I unpack the passage verse by verse. I'm so glad that you found us. I'm so glad that you're tracking with us. Until next time, this has been Unhurried with me, your host, Doug Kyle, and I look forward to talking soon.